Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Hello, everyone. It's Deborah Kosowski, and I'm here talking to you about behind the buy is the why. A budget tells us that we can't afford, but it doesn't keep us from buying it. And that's William Feather. So often, you know, people will say that they can't afford things, and then they'll surprise you by buying something that you really know or think that they can't afford, and they did anyway. So everybody sets different priorities for those things, and people make purchases and decisions based on different reasons with one thing in common: emotions. In today's episode, I want to talk to you about what motivates people to buy from you. People wonder why people don't buy from them at the first encounter. Well, there are two main reasons. First, they need to know, like, and trust you, and that can take anywhere from 5 to 12 touches, and this is times of contact. It could be phone follow-up, it could be email, it could be in person, and they need to know. The second thing is that they need to know that what you're selling is truly going to benefit them. Your product can have all the bells and whistles in the world. However, if they don't need it, it's meaningless. Think about the advertising and marketing that you see online. In magazines, commercials, billboards, they sell a feeling. A feeling that they hope that you'll have when you experience that product or service. Let's turn the radio dial to what's in it for me. Now that's where you need to be targeting your marketing. People want to know what's in it for them, bottom line. And there's an emotional need that goes deeper than what your product or service does. So here are some reasons that motivate people to buy. So there's the basic needs. We have heard of the Maslow's hierarchy triangle. The basic needs for survival: the food, the water, the shelter, testimonials, endorsements, and referrals. Word of mouth marketing is one of the most powerful methods of that influences purchasing. When someone provides social proof or refers you to others based on their experience with you, you have earned instant credibility without even meeting the person. The belief is if it worked for them, that it's got to work for you and vice versa, and that you did a great job. So why look for anyone else when the proof has already been provided? Some people buy because of fads and trends. They buy the latest and greatest items because they need to have it, because everyone else does. Self-expression. Some people buy certain items or alter their look to express themselves. They may color their hair blue because it's their favorite color. They may wear two different socks because they choose to. So it's about being able to express yourself. Convenience. Some people buy items because they're ready available. They can use a credit card or they have cash available, even though it might be cheaper, maybe 5 kilometers away. Core values. If you have an alignment with someone with similar core values, you may feel more compelled to do business with them. Scarcity. People make purchases when they are rare, like an antique, or they're collectible, because they know that it's there for a limited time only. So they want to make sure that they seize the opportunity. Prestige. People buy things because it makes them appear wealthy or high class. It creates that envy that other people want to have. Emotional vacuum. Some people buy things to replace things that they can't have or never will. Others will have loyalty to a brand. Some people will continue to buy from people or places because they love the product, service, or the person that they are working with, and they are loyal to that brand. They have served them well. Then we have replacements and staying current. Over time, things get old, worn, damaged, and they need replacing. Some people just want to stay current with what's most up to date. And again, it's the latest and greatest gadgets. Peer pressure. Can't avoid that one. Sometimes you're pressured by family, friends, or colleagues to buy something that another person has. For instance, if your friend has a camping trailer, they might encourage you to get one as well so that you can go camping with them. And then we have the standard purchases. So let's say you have a book for a course. It's kind of an expectation that everyone needs to purchase it for the course, so it's a standard piece. So that can be another reason. So anybody who's enrolled in that course needs to have that book or that textbook, or maybe they buy a uniform. If you're part of the team, you might have to purchase a uniform. Guilt. Some people buy things because they feel guilty for not being present. So they make the purchase as a substitute for not being present or offer of forgiveness. Help others out. Some people feel compelled to make a purchase to help people out. A great example of this is fundraising. People want to help others out, especially when it comes to people's children. You know, you see the Girl Guides coming with cookies. You have bottle drives where kids will come to the door in their jersey and you look at their face and you're like, I think I can help you. I got a few to spare, right? So some people will purchase, or if they're selling a magazine subscription, they'll purchase just to help them out. Indulge. Some people, sometimes it's just about treating ourselves is where that spending comes in, with something as a reward or celebrating a milestone or even a special occasion. It can be simple as purchasing some chocolate or renting a fancy sports car. Fear. Yes, some people make their purchasing decisions based on fear. They fear of missing out, that sense of urgency, that limit, the fear that if they don't make the purchase, they're not going to achieve their goals. The other one is ego stroking. Some people fall into the trap when someone compliments them or boosts their ego, that the product or service will make them better than everyone else, and they feel compelled to buy. Hopefully, great value is one of the reasons why you make purchases. For the most part, I hope that's why, because it makes a difference. Lower prices. People who are money conscious may buy a certain product just because it's a lower price, it's discounted, or a great deal. Security. People buy items to feel safe. Examples include emergency kits, booster cables, and even weapons. People buy because they want to save time or money or even make money. There often is not enough time or enough money flowing in. And if people can find ways to become more efficient and more effective with their money and time, people will pay money for that. A story to tell. Some people look at paying for a 5K race at $45. They think that's insane. They think that they can run a 5K and they don't even have to pay for it. People don't pay for a race just for the sake of paying for it. Sometimes it's for a good cause. But once they finish that race and get empowered, they also have a new story to tell. To gain knowledge. People buy information to gain knowledge, develop skills and abilities. So this is where that taking that course comes in as well. To be healthy, one of the hottest motivators is health. Think about the ads of all the fitness magazines and all the health recipes and different things that you see in the media that you pay attention to. People realize you cannot be happy without health. Many people will purchase vitamins, gym memberships, home exercise equipment for the sake of being healthy. To look good, people want to look more attractive and they will often purchase anti-aging products or new clothes just for the need to look good. And the experience, people associate the feeling that they're having with an experience, great ones that create memories. Make the world a better place. People will often make purchases if they know that the proceeds are going to improve the world in some way. What can you see behind your why? Take a look at the show notes. Go through a few of them. Think about some of the most recent purchases that you have. Are you purchasing them for the basic needs? Or is there a certain why that you're triggered by that is the underlying reason why you buy what you do? Why do you make the purchases that you do? Chances are you have many reasons based on different circumstances or situations. When you start to understand the reasons, you are better able to evaluate what need you're fulfilling and why. I'm going to leave you with a final quote. Alexander Osterwald, a businessman, said, "Actions speak louder than words. There is a big difference between what people say and what they do. People might tell you they're excited about your new product, but when you are in a buying situation, their behavior might be totally different." So pay attention to the cues, whether they say something about one of those needs, and tap into that, because you really want to sell the feeling of what it will be like when they have exactly what it is they need. We would love for you to subscribe to the Success Secrets newsletter on my website at www.deborahkozowski.com, where you're going to get your free MP3 download of 10 surefire strategies to power up your productivity and performance. And I would love for you to email us and let us know how this podcast has impacted your life. And you can do that at Deborah@deborahkozowski.com. That's Deborah@deborahkozowski.com. I want to thank you for listening to the Millionaire Woman Show. We are just nearly 10,000 downloads, and we couldn't have done it without you. I'm so, so excited. I'm also going to give you a plug for my new book that's coming out in September. And it's called Let's Be Curious, How to Ask the Right Questions, Get Better Answers So You Can Make the Best Decisions. Too many people are asking face value questions, and they wonder why they're not getting the answers that they want to. And sometimes when we're asked questions, we don't know how to respond. When we think of those responses, what will that person do with that information? What are you going to do with the information when you have it? Is it going to help you make a better decision? Or is it just going to prompt you to ask a different question in a different way? So I want you to think about those things, but I want to just say that I'm so grateful that you're here. Thank you for listening to the Millionaire Woman Show. And as Mahatma Gandhi said, be the change you wish to see in the world. And my message for you, of course, is make today great. Have a great day, everyone, and see you on the next podcast.